弟兄姊妹们，大家好。
Hi, brothers and sisters.
大卫曾在诗篇里面说到。
David said this in his song.
他说：“你使我的年日载如手掌。”
That he said that my days are short as the palm of my hand.
我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。
The numbers of my days to you is nothing.
我们诗歌也说到年日似如水。
In a psalm, it also says that our days flow like water.
这一年很快就要过去。
This year is almost gone.
但是我们回顾这一整年。
And if we look back,
这整个世界都充满着不安和恐惧。
This world is filled with chaos.
我们也看到，特别是在中东的地区。
Especially in the Middle East.
这个 ISIS, 伊斯兰国极端的凶残和杀害无辜。
How the terrorist group ISIS is just brutal.
以至于产生很多的难民潮。
And from them, there's a lot of refugees.
但是这当中有一个很宝贵的事。
But in this, there's one good thing.
我们就看到基督教的宣教组织进入了这个难民营的里面。
You see that Christian missionaries, they go into the camps of the refugees camps.
而这些基督徒呢，他们愿意与基督一起受苦。
These Christians, they're willing to suffer with Christ.
因为那个地方是最危险的地方。
Because that place is truly dangerous.
在这个难营里面，这个基督教的组织。
In this refugee camp, these Christian missionaries.
他曾经发布一则新闻。
They proclaimed this news.
他说有一名曾经奉命到伊朗，在约旦难民营要杀害基督徒。
There is a refugee camp in Jordan, and they wanted to persecute Christians.
当时当他到了这个难民营以后呢
，And when he got to this refugee camp,
看到这些基督徒的工作人员
，After these persons saw what the Christian missionaries are doing,
他们的爱心
，They saw their love,
他们的无私
，They saw how they're giving themselves.
他感动了这个 ISIS 的这个人员
，And these terrorists, he was touched.
他放下他残酷的这些任务
，so then he put down his mission.
同时呢，他也放弃他伊斯兰的这个宗教。
And at the same time, he gives up his Islamic belief.
那我们知道，这个在中东地区，他们为了躲避这个 IS 的这个追杀
，so we see that people in the Middle East, for them to avoid ISIS,
他们很多逃到约旦，很多逃到土耳其、黎巴嫩各个国家。
A lot of them went into Jordan and Turkey.
但是我们有看到有一名，他也是来自于这个叙利亚北边的一个城镇的这个 IS 的成员。
And we see another ISIS member.
他也是要到这个集中营来杀害基督徒。
And he also wanted to go into the refugee camps and kill the refugees.
但是当他听到福音了以后
，But after he heard of the gospel,
他也看到这些这个基督徒的爱心。
And he saw the love of the Christians.
他了解到原来。伊斯兰国给他们的一些教义都是把基督徒抹黑。
Then now he understands that the Islamic beliefs make believe that the Christians were bad.
所以他心里恍然大悟。
So now he understood.
所以我们看到这个在中东的这些国家
，So we see that all these Middle Eastern countries,
尤其是在伊拉克这个边界
，Especially at the boundaries of Iraq,
他们受到伊斯兰国的这个迫害
，How they are attacked by ISIS,
他们。甚至于要他们24小时，若不是你要归入伊斯兰教，那就要把你们杀害。
Give them a time frame of 24 hours. If you don't believe in Islam, then you will be slaughtered.
所以一夜之间，这个城镇有十几万人就逃离了。
So in one night, thousands of people fled the town.
我们看到2003年的时候，伊拉克那时候还有200万的基督徒。
In 2003, in Iraq, there were 2 million Christians.
但是目前仅有18万。
But now there's only 180,000.
从2003年的时候，至少有2000名基督徒被杀害。
In 2003, at least 2,000 Christians were persecuted.
如今留下来的都是在生活在一个恐惧的当中。
And now all the Christians that are left, they live in fear.
所以我们看到这些基督教的宣教人士。
So we see all these Christian missionaries.
他们真是愿意与基督一同来受苦。
They're willing to suffer with Christ.
我们看到摩西在诗篇的里面也说到。
We also see Moses when he was in the song.
他说我们一生的年日是70岁。
He said that our days on this world may be 70 years.
强壮的可以活到80岁。
But the strong ones may be 80.
那其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦。
But all these times we have is just worry and trouble.
转眼成空。
It goes away in a flash.
就如飞而去。
Just like dust.
我们知道在人类的这个历史当中。
And we know that in our history.
因为这堕落的人类苦难是一件大事。
Because in of a fallen race, we suffered.
我们整个人类离不开这个苦难。
We know that the whole populations we cannot avoid suffering.
每一个人都不例外。
There is no exception.
我们一生都要经历这些苦难。
And for our lifetime, we also will suffer.
这是人类背离神的一个结果。
And this is the result of human rebuking God's command.
我们再回看到以色列民。
Now let us look back at the Israelites.
以色列民是在万民当中经历苦难最多而且最深的一个民族。
Now the Israelites are the Jews. They're the ones that are being persecuted the most.
我们就看到以色列所经历的苦难，真是要再看到他们的历史的时候，我们真是心惊动魄。
And if we look at the histories of the Israelites, we also feel their pain.
光是二次大战，犹太民族就被杀了200多万。
Just to talk about World War II, the Jews were persecuted in the millions.
但是我们看到以色列民历史这样过来的时候，就是因为他们不相信耶稣基督是他们的弥赛亚。
But as the time goes on, if we look at it from another perspective, the Jews are also the ones that do not believe in Christ.
使他们走错了方向。
So now they walk the wrong path.
走错了道路。
Walk the wrong path.
他们的苦难的原因，因为是他长期的来背叛神。
And the reason of the suffering is because they rebuke God's command.
我们最后我们看到主耶稣在十字架上是被他们用残忍的刑罚受死的。
Now, lastly, we remember how Christ was persecuted by the Jews.
他杀害了神所应许的弥赛亚。
How these people killed the Messiah of God.
我们也看到在天主教当中，他们也讲苦难。
And we also see that in the Catholic churches, they also talk about suffering.
他们的苦难，他们叫做苦修士。就是用自己的苦行来修炼成。
In the Catholic beliefs, they believe that they have to go through suffering.
他们甚至用最苦难的方法来熬炼自己。
They will try to endure more suffering.
他们想着用这种方式来进入荣耀。
They wanted to go into glory by suffering.
来得着那冠冕。
To receive the throne.
但是这是一个很错误的一个方法。
But I tell you that that's the wrong belief.
但是今天我们苦难在我们人类的当中。
So today, as human, we suffer.
在我们圣徒的身上是一件大事。
And for the saints, there's a different meaning.
因为世人的苦难跟圣徒的苦难是完全的不同。
Because the suffering of the worldly people and the suffering of the saints are very different.
所以我们今天要从神的话的当中，我们来看这个苦难的意义。
So that's why from God's words, let's look at what suffering means in our perspective.
从苦难当中进入神的荣耀。
How do we go into glory from suffering?
希伯来书是说到元首的苦难。
In the book of Hebrews, it talks about the suffering of the head.
而彼得前后书是说到圣徒的苦难。
But in the first and second Peter, it talks about the suffering of the saints.
但是这两种的苦难都影响我们的属灵上的，也是生命上的。就有极大的影响。
And these two types of sufferings have big importance in our lives.
所以今天在我们的晨曦单上面，我们要交通的是与基督一同受苦。
So today we're going to talk about to suffer with Christ.
因为基督是我们受苦的榜样。
Because Christ is our example.
是元首的受苦。
He is the head.
我们一起来念这个晨曦单上的经节。
Let us read some Bible verses.
从彼得前书一章一节，我们一起来。
First Peter 1:1，
就是考察他们的心。
Seeking to know what person of time the Spirit of Christ within them was actuating, as he projected the suffering of Christ and glory to fall.
彼得前书二章二十一节。
First Peter 2:21。
你们
不要骄傲，因为主的恩典，Since Christ also suffered for you, He is an example for you to follow in His steps.
留下榜样，叫你们学习他的脚踪迹。他既没有犯罪，所以也没有犯罪。他被挖
进火里，
受苦受难，却不退缩的话，
只叫他们受苦，而没有 natural threat.
The Kevin just in himself,
he judges righteousness. He suffers the blood of the cross so that we may die as slaves and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you are healed.
我们再读下面彼得前书3章17节。
First Peter 3:17-18.
神的旨意就是叫你们因行善受，强辱、因饿受，引基督，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对，对， 希伯来书二章九节这边说到元首受苦的意义。
The meaning of the head to suffer is that he may bring the many sons to glory.
它与我们圣徒的受苦是完全不一样的。
That is a different suffering from the suffering of the saints.
元首的受苦是一个独特生命的受苦。
The suffering of the head is a unique suffering for him.
希伯来书二章十四节他说我儿女既有血肉之体。
In Hebrews 2:14, it says, Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood,
他也照样亲自成了血肉之体。
He himself likewise also partook of the same.
特要借着死。
That through death,
败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
He may render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
在诗篇当中也说到主耶稣是我因信所以我如此说。
In the Psalm, it says, The Lord said, I believe, so that's why I said,
我受了极大的困苦,
that I have suffered.
死亡的绳索,
the constraint of death,
缠绕我,
surrounded me.
阴间的痛苦抓住我,
and the pain from Hades,
我遭遇患难愁苦,
but I will be persecuted.
所以主的死是一个荣耀的死,
so that's why Christ's death is the death of glory.
他的死也是包罗万有的死,
and his death encompasses all.
是蛮有大能的死。
It is the death of power.
他的死就是要把仇敌废去。
And his death is to demolish the enemy.
所以我们领会这两种不同的死。
So、
不同的死。
Understand the two different types of death.
主的死要败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
The Lord's death is to render powerless of the devil.
要释放那一些因一生。因怕死而为奴仆的人
and to free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives
因着这一个极大的旨意神的旨意
because of this will God's
will 主耶稣愿意受死的苦
Christ was willing to suffer and die
所以主耶稣最后能够进入荣耀
so that's why Christ had glories to follow
我们再看旧约里面以赛亚书也说到53章特别讲到主的死
and also, Isaiah 53 also describes the death of the Lord
就是讲到主的受死
talk about Christ's death
他说到他被欺压在受苦的时候却不开口
he said that when he was pressed he did not open his mouth
他像羊羔被宰到宰杀之地
just like a lamb that took to the slaughterhouse
又像羊在剪毛人的手中无声
or just like a lamb when they're shedding the hair
他也是这样不开口
just like him he did not open his mouth
这是因为世人说无法明白属灵的生命
it is a life that no people can understand
主耶稣的受苦最终的目的是要率领众子进荣耀
And the true purpose of Christ's suffering is to lead the many sons into glory.
这是主受苦最伟大的力量。
And that is the greatness of Christ's death.
主受死受苦进荣耀。
Our Lord suffered, died, and in glory.
这一条是一个伟大的道路。
And it is a path of glory.
因为我们的元首曾经为我们受苦。
Because our head suffered for us.
他至终要带领我们进荣耀。
So that at the end he can bring us all into glory.
他为人人尝了死味。
And he died for all men.
原来那万物所属、万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀。
It is the head of all that will lead the many sons into glory.
那主耶稣要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
So through that, Jesus can render the devil powerless.
所以我们在讲交通这些主的受死的时候。 我们中看到主走的道路，最后主在克西马尼的道路，我们称为它是一个血迹的道路。
So when we talk about the death of Christ, and his last part of his journey in the Garden of Gethsemane, we talk about that is the path of blood.
我们看到新约记载着在克西马尼园当天晚上，主耶稣他被捉了。要往哥哥他去的这条道路。
And in the New Testament, when Christ was at the Garden of Gethsemane, just before he was captured,
他一共在六个地方受审。
He was judged in six places.
主耶稣受了极大的痛苦。
And Christ went through a lot of pain.
从第一站开始就是在克西马尼园的时候。
On earth, when he was at the Garden of Gethsemane, that's where he started.
我们看到路加福音二十二章所记载，主耶稣曾祷告说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。”
And in Luke 22, Christ said that if you're willing, take this cup away from me.
他说：“然而不要照我的意思。”
But yet, don't do it according to my.
只要成就你的意思。
But according to yours.
就有一位天使从上天上显现。
And then an angel appeared.
加添他的力量。
And strengthened him.
那主耶稣当时他极其伤痛。
And then Christ at that time was suffering greatly.
祷告更加恳切。
And then he prayed more earnestly.
汗珠如大血点滴在地上。
He has blood, sweat of blood that came out.
克西马尼园是在橄榄山的下面。
The Garden of Gethsemane is under the Mountain of Olives.
所以主耶稣大声的哀哭。
So that's why Jesus was crying out.
主耶稣流泪祷告。
And Jesus was praying and crying.
这说到主耶稣这三次的祷告。
And three prayers he had.
他说到他极其的伤痛。
And he said he was in deep sorrow.
这第二个地方是在公会，就是大祭司的审判。
And secondly, he was in a public area before the judge.
我们才看到他主耶稣在大祭司的面前，他什么话都没有说。
And we saw that Jesus didn't say a thing before the chief priest.
他只说到只说到一个，就是说他要坐在神全能的右边。
And all he said was he will sit on the right side of God.
那些众人就来借，就是打他的脸戏弄他。
And then all the men wanted to punish him.
把唾沫吐在他的脸上。
Split on him.
后来主耶稣来到第三个地方，就是在比拉多的前面。审判。
At the third place, now Jesus was judged before a Pilate.
那许多的犹太人就用很多的谎言来告他。
And a lot of Jews they make up lies to persecute him.
他说这人是诱惑国民，禁止纳税给凯撒的。
And then they are saying that Jesus is the one that stopped people from giving taxes to Caesar.
所以他们说要判这个人死刑。
So that's why they want Jesus dead.
第四站，主耶稣来到。分封王希律那里被受审判。
And then fourthly, now Jesus is judged before the king.
那希律要主耶稣显一个神迹给他看。
And then the king asked Jesus perform a sign or a miracle.
主耶稣还是不发一言。
And Jesus still did not open his mouth.
那些希律王跟他的兵丁就藐视了主耶稣。
And then the king and the soldiers they despised Jesus.
戏弄他。
Shame him.
给他穿上华丽的衣服。
Put on him a crown.
他又把他送回比拉多那边。
And then put him back to Pilate.
所以主耶稣又回到比拉多那边来受审判。
Now Jesus is now back before Pilate.
那受到这些众人呢，就说除掉他，除掉他。
And all these people said, away with him, away with him.
所以最后众人的声音就得胜了。
So then at the end, the people won.
当下比拉多就鞭打了耶稣。
And then Pilate whipped Jesus.
那兵丁用荆棘的冠冕戴在他的头上。
The soldiers put on the crown of thorns on Christ's head.
他给他穿上了一个朱红的袍子。
And put on a purple robe.
用荆棘作为冠冕。
And then give him the crown of thorns.
戴在他的头上。
To be his crown.
那我们看到他最后一站是来到哥哥他的山上。
Lastly, Jesus went to Golgotha.
那我们知道主耶稣在十字架上总共有六个小时。
We know that Jesus was hung on the cross for 6 hours.
那主耶稣在六个小时当中所说的话都是非常非常的重要的。
And all the words that were spoken on the cross, they're all important.
主耶稣说的第一句话是他受到极大的痛苦的时候。
And when Jesus spoke of his first words, he was in great pain.
他说到他说父啊，赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
But they don't know what they're doing.
第二句话他是为着他的母亲说的。
And then secondly, he spoke to his mother.
他说看啊你的母亲。
And he said, behold my mother.
看啊你的儿子。
And behold your son.
所以后来门徒就把他接到他们的把他的母亲接到他家去。
So that afterward, all Christ's disciples took care of Christ's mom.
那最后一句话他是这些强盗两边的强盗醒悟过来。
Lastly, the two robbers on his two sides, they were awakened.
当中有一个强盗就说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
One of the robbers said that when your kingdom come, remember me.
耶稣告诉他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。”
Jesus said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, today we will dwell in paradise."
最后，主耶稣就将他的灵魂交给父的手里。
At last, Jesus gave his spirit to God.
我们就看到主耶稣在一路上33年半的地上，最后在十字架上，他所受的苦，这是我们用我们的想法、用我们的思想都没有办法去领会的。
We just see that Jesus spent 33.5 years in this life, suffering a lot of the time for us. We can never understand.
但是我们看到旧约的里面，早在诗篇的里面都有说到主耶稣的受死。
But then if we look at the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, it already prophesies about Christ's death and suffering.
他说到主耶稣在十字架时候所产生的一个伟大的影响。
He talked about the great sign that when Christ died.
因为主耶稣在十字架时候复活了以后，他产生了教会。
Because after Christ died, the church is born.
他产生了复活以后产生的教会。叫所有的人能够得以重生。
And after Christ's resurrection, everyone can now be reborn.
我们这些都是蒙他拯救的人。
We are all people that are saved by Christ.
主耶稣说，贫穷的人有福音传给他们。
Jesus says, the one that are poor, you have the gospel.
主耶稣说，他要担当我们的罪孽。
Jesus wants to take on our sin.
他要背负我们一切的痛苦。
And he wants to take on our suffering.
他代替我们一切。
He took on our position.
这是道成了肉身的主耶稣，他最终所做的伟大的一个目的。
That is the main purpose of why the Word became.
所以我们看到主耶稣的受苦。
So we saw Christ suffering.
他的受苦可以就是说在受苦苦难的当中得以完全。
And how his life is completed through suffering.
主耶稣因着受苦，他可以成圣。
And how Christ became victorious through his suffering.
主耶稣的受苦，他为我们立了新约。
And how through Christ's suffering, now we have a new covenant.
这是讲到羔羊的受苦。
Talk about the suffering of his lamb.
羔羊的受苦，最后要产生心腹。
The suffering of the lamb will result in the bride.
在旧约的当中，我们看到好多的预表。
The Old Testament, there's a lot of prophecies.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的预表。
We see this, the signs from Abraham.
我们看到亚伯拉罕献以撒。
We see how Abraham over Isaac.
我们也看到旧约讲亚伯拉罕是预表天上的父神。
And then it also says that how Abraham represents the Father God.
而以撒呢，就是预表主耶稣基督。
And Isaac represents Christ Jesus.
因为他愿意把他的儿子舍了。
Because Abraham is willing to offer Isaac.
当时亚伯拉罕是100岁。
At that time, Abraham was 100 years old.
我们知道以扫当时是几岁？
And then, do we know how old Isaac was?
16岁。
Probably around 16.
我们知道16岁的小孩，你能够将他捆住，能够放在祭坛上。
And we should all understand how difficult it should be for someone to tie down a 16-year-old and put him on the altar.
是不容易的。
It should not be easy.
但是我们看到。他的儿子愿意顺服。
But we see that how Isaac was obeying.
但是最后我们看到神及时的阻止了这个亚伯拉罕的手。
In the end, we all know how God stopped Abraham's hand.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕旧约亚伯拉罕的这些例子。
And we saw Abraham and his example to us in the Old Testament.
再看到主耶稣的为我们成就的救赎。
And now, if we look at Christ, his sufferings and his redemption.
为我们看到元首所必须受的苦害。
How we see that our head must first suffer for us.
所以主耶稣曾在路加22章曾经说，对那些门徒说，我很愿意在你们受害以先，和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。
So Christ, In Luke chapter 22, he says, I am willing to suffer first so that we may feast together.
主耶稣与门徒吃最后的逾越节宴席。
When Jesus was celebrating the feast with his disciples,
那逾越节的羔羊来了以后，逾越节的宴席就被废去了。
And after that, the feast of the Passover was stopped.
这就是在哥林多前书五章这边说到的，因为我们的逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Because in 1 Corinthians 5, it says that the last Passover, our lamb is slain.
所以我们看到我们的元首他为了复活，他也愿意受苦。
Then we see how our head, for his sheep, he is willing to suffer.
他从死里复活。
How he resurrected.
他给万人做那可信的凭据。
And for all men, he is now our assurance.
今天主耶稣是我们受苦的榜样。
Today Christ is our example.
以赛亚书特别讲到一个弥赛亚的苦。这个受苦的章节。
In the book of Isaiah, there is a chapter that talks about the suffering of the Messiah.
他形容主耶稣来到地上，他说神的儿子不仅没有非凡的俊美。
It describes that the Son of God, when he comes to this world, it will not have a beautiful appearance.
可以吸引人来跟从他。
A beautiful appearance to attract people to follow him.
反而他的外貌非常的粗糙。
Yet he will have a normal appearance.
没有一点加美形象。
Not anything special or beautiful about it.
使他不能凭着外貌来吸引人，使人羡慕。
So that Christ cannot use his appearance to draw a crowd.
他说到以赛亚说到他被藐视，被人厌弃。
The book of Isaiah it talks about how this Christ will be despised.
多受痛苦，常经忧患。
Suffer and in great sorrow.
被他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样。
To be despised.
他说我们也不尊重，也不尊敬他。
Even people will disrespect, will disrespect him.
我们看到主耶稣来到的，来走的道路，就是一条受苦的道路。
You see that when Christ come to this world, he walked a path of suffering.
他多受痛苦，常经忧患。
And he suffered greatly and in sorrow.
也因着主耶稣这样的受苦，他才能够使神的旨意在他的手中得以通行。
And it's through his suffering that God's will can be accomplished.
他讲到他的父神耶和华定义将他压伤。
He talked about how his purpose is to be pressed.
那使他痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
To be in pain so that he could be our offering.
他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。
He would see of a descendant and his life will be lengthened.
耶和华所喜悦的事在他手中必定亨通。
And then the things that God wants will be accomplished through him.
所以我们看到神的儿子为我们经过十架的刑罚，最终复活升天，进入荣耀。
So we see how it's shown when Jesus died on the cross for us so that now we have a new life.
这是我们的元首为我们受苦的榜样。
This is the example of our head, our leader, suffering for us.
他这边讲到生命的榜样。
He talked about Christ as our example.
就是为我们引导我们到神的面前。
So that he may lead us to God.
所以我们肢体，我们的圣徒也要有受苦。
So that as saints, we also will suffer.
那圣徒的受苦，它的意义跟经历，我们必须用这个彼得前后书来看。
The suffering of the saints is described in the first and second Peter.
因为我们必须圣徒必须有份严守的受苦。
Because we must partake in the suffering of our leader.
因为彼得前后书是一本很宝贵的书信。
First and Second Peter are great books.
他每一次提到圣徒的受苦，都跟元首有连结的关系。
Every time you talk about the suffering of the saints, it draws a relationship with the suffering of the head.
所以，当我们读到这本书信的时候，我们更能够明白这个受苦的意义。
So when we read up these books, we should truly understand the meaning of suffering.
和主神的旨意。
And that's according to God's will.
所以我们每一次的受苦，我们都跟我们的元首是连在一起的。
So every time when we suffer, we are partaking the same suffering as our head.
所以整卷的书信，我们有下面有总共有七个层次来讲圣徒的受苦。
So in this book, there are seven steps of suffering.
那我们可以一起来读彼得前书三章四章十三节。
First Peter 4:13.
我们一起来。
Let's do this with me.
道要。
Keep on rejoicing. So that also at the tribulation of God for redeeming always be patient.
彼得前书二章十九节。
First Peter 2:19.
倘若人
有良心，
对的主神，就
能
够受约瑟和圣灵的喜爱。你们若以善律作则打，能明白有什么愿望呢？但若以善律作则打，能明白有什么愿望呢？但若以善律作则打，
彼得前书三章十四节。
你们就是为律作，也是有苦的。不要忙碌，也不要惊慌。
我们再看马太福音五章十节。
Matthew 5:10。
为义受逼迫的人，因为天国是他们的。彼得前书四章一节。
First Peter 4:1。
基督既在
我们中受逼迫。
就已经与罪断绝了。彼得前书四章十五节。
你们中间切不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、
放火、行事、受受
作恶、
且不要羞耻，倒要因这名荣耀与神。彼得前书四章十九节。
所以
彼得前书五章一节。
我这
货车
的
要做什么？
最后读彼得前书五章九节。
5, 你们要用坚固的信心打他，因为
要打
败
世
上的仇敌，也是
要亲自成全你们，坚固你们。是力量给你们。我们第一个层次来讲到，苦难的经历是讲到良心的受苦。
We are suffering for what's good.
我们知道良心是我们人最后的一道防线。
We know that our conscience is our last boundary.
我们的良心也是知道是非的地方。
And it is our conscience that can tell us what is right or wrong.
也是我们灵里面最低的一个地方。
And it is the deepest of our soul.
也是神 留给堕落人类最后一个证据凭证。
The last proof that we God's creations for all men.
所以假如说你没有办法左右你的良心的感觉。
So you can never tell what your conscience is.
你的良心就要到神的面前做控告。
The conscience that will bring you judgment from God.
我们常常我们认为我们有一个很好的良心
a lot of time we think we have the good conscience.
就是圣经上所讲的好良心
In the Bible it describes as the good conscience.
那好良心就是说我们的功能是敏锐的
So good conscience is sensitive.
别人犯罪的时候我们不会跟着 犯罪
So when people sin we won't do the same.
别人做不好的事情我们不会跟着别人去做
When people do bad things we don't do the same.
这就是我们在神给我们的最后一个良心在我们的里面就好像我们服侍在地上服侍主人一样
Just like when we're serving our master in this world,
我们都有我们地上的工作
that we all have our work,
我们都有我们地上的老板
we all have our bosses,
我们的老板都有各种不同的性格
and our bosses have different type of personalities.
有些的老板对你很苛刻
Some of the bosses, they are cheap.
有些老板对你很不合理的要求
Some of the bosses are unreasonable.
但是主在我们的里面
But yet God is in us.
刚刚我交通过的主耶稣他在所有的受害的里面
talked about when Christ in all of his suffering
他都是默默无声
He was silent in between them.
所以我们看到主耶稣是这样的顺服以至于死且死在十架上
You see how Christ is humbled that he died and he died on the cross.
今天我们神的儿女也是要做一个顺服的儿女。
Today, as children of God, we also need to live a life of discipline.
大卫曾经说, 恶人在我面前的时候, 我要用绝环落至我的口, 我默默无声, 连好话也不出口, 我的愁烦就发动。 所以我们看到大卫是一生充满愁苦的人, 但是大卫是一个蒙神喜悦的人。
So David, in the Psalm, he says that when I'm being persecuted by the bad people, I will not open my mouth and yell at them. I will keep myself silent.
我们再转到彼得前书这边，彼得说到，他说因基督也为你们受苦，给你们留下榜样。
So in going back to the book of 1 Peter, Peter said that when Christ died for us, he set for us an example.
叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
So that we can walk in his footsteps.
这是彼得讲到。 讲到这个苦难最宝贵的一个地方。
And that's when Peter described the goodness of suffering.
所以彼得常讲到苦难, 常把基督的苦难跟圣徒的苦难, 它是连在一起的。
So Peter, whenever he describes the suffering of Christ and of the saints, there's a relationship between the two.
第二个层次我们来交通到, 为义受苦。
And secondly, we will suffer for righteousness.
我们知道在这世上没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
You know that in this world there's not even one righteous man.
但是我们可以，神的儿女可以因信称义。
But now as children of God, through faith we can be called righteous.
在这边所说的为义受苦，是在为良心受苦。
So here when it says to suffer for righteousness, it means to suffer for our conscience.
就是我们前面所讲的良心受苦更往上一层。
That is the higher level from just suffering from our conscience.
今天我们生活在这个世代的里面,
Today we live in this world.
是一个黑暗的时代,
it is a dark world.
是一个充满不义的世界,
it is a sinful world.
是一个叫我们可以与世人分别的一个世界,
but also it is a world that we can set ourselves apart from the sin.
因为我们跟世人是完全两种的人。
So we can set ourselves completely different from the sin.
所以圣经上说我们是一个奇特的民族。
So that's why the Bible calls us a special race.
所以我们神的儿女在一个生活在一个充满这样不义、不公、不义、不敬虔的世界里面。
So as Christians, when we live in this unrighteous world,
我们会有苦难临到我们的身上。
We will suffer.
我们会有很多的事情临到不公不义的事情，甚至于临到我们的身上。
And a lot of unjust things will happen to us.
所以我们 要用我们主在我们的里面，叫我们可以守着公义。
So that's why through the help of God in us, that we can still be righteous.
我们可以远离一切的罪恶。
That we can set ourselves aside from sin.
说不定我们变成不受欢迎的人物。
Maybe because of that, we are now not popular.
但是神的旨意在我们的里面的时候, 我们就愿意跟随神。 即使我们受苦，我们也愿意来跟随。
Even through suffering, we will still follow.
当彼得说到这苦难的时候，他说：“你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。”
He says, "If you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed."
他说：“不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。”
And do not fear the intimidations, and do not be troubled.
因为我们的里面有基督的平安在我们的里面。
Because now in us we have the peace of Christ.
我们苦难当作我们一个机会，一个功课。
And through our sufferings, we use it as our homework.
当我们经历的时候，我们就可以见证我们的主耶稣基督。
Use it as a test that when we suffer, we get to meet Christ.
我们甚至可以把主活出来。
And moreover, we could manifest Christ.
下面第三个层次，我们说到以受苦的心智做兵器。
And then he says, arm yourself with the mindset to suffer.
受苦的心智就讲到。 我们必须以罪隔绝。
The mindset to suffer.
而以罪隔绝最大的力量是来自于神。
The mindset to suffer, to be seized from sins, our power is from God.
所以神能叫我们以罪隔绝。
So that God can help us be seized from sin.
所以我们能够一面对着仇敌，一面我们可以在我们的生命里面，我们可以成圣。
So that facing the enemy, we can still be victorious.
使我们的生命能够更像基督。
So that we can manifest Christ.
所以我们上周五我们曾经交通到以基督的心为心。
So last Friday we talked about we use Christ's mind as ours.
若是我们一直以受苦的心智为兵器的话，我们到大逼迫来的时候，我们就不容易跌倒。就像大卫犯罪的时候，所以我们看到大卫只犯了一次的错罪，但是神并没有因为大卫犯这样的罪而另眼看他。因为大卫在犯罪以后，他心里极其痛苦。
Because after he sinned, he was in great pain.
他也再不从人的情欲。
From then on, he has ceased from his lust.
他只要顺从神的旨意。
From then on, he wanted to follow God.
他最后是一个合神心意的人。
And at the end, he is the one that pleased God.
第四个层次，我们交通的是做基督徒的而受苦。
And fourthly, we're going to talk about to suffer as a Christian.
我们称为基督徒。
We are now called Christians.
基督徒就是与神合一的人。
Christians are the one that mingle with God.
我们活着就是为基督。
That we live for Christ.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌。
Just like a song that we just sang.
所以彼得讲说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
So that's why it says, I live for Christ, and to die is to gain.
他讲的是在我们的所有的环境，所有周遭的人上死，所以我们。读这个十二难的时候，我们说到，他说到到底我们要去哪里死？
So when Paul talked about death, he talked about to die among people.
就是在我们的环境当中。
Is that we died in our circumstances?
就是在我们周边的人物当中。
We died around the people around us.
我们能够死，就能够彰显基督。
If we're willing to die, then we can manifest Christ.
所以我们不仅是一个基督徒。
So not only are we Christians.
我们是一个做基督徒见证的人。
But we are also a witness of Christ.
所以我们要立定一个志向。
So that's why we have to have a mindset.
立定一个心智。
A mindset.
就说无论我们有多少的艰难。
Doesn't matter what suffering we go through.
我们必要用基督的生命做成一个基督徒。
We will manifest the life of Christ to be a Christian.
将我们的荣耀归给我们的神。
So that we can glorify God.
第五个层次，我们来交通的是一个火炼的苦难。
And fifth, to suffer for the will of God.
我们的程序单上讲的是照神旨意受苦。
To suffer for the will of God.
一个爱神的人，神必定有火炼的经历在他的身上。
Someone who loves God, God will test him with fire.
所以保罗曾经说，他是炼金之人的火，漂布之人的茧。
That God is the refiner's fire and the washer's soap.
他必坐下如炼尽银子。
And he will burn us and test us.
必洁净利未人。
To cleanse us.
我们都是神所历练的人。
That we are all these people.
所以我们必不上胆。
So that do not lose heart.
圣经说到外敌虽然毁坏，但是我们的内心一天新似一天。
The Bible says even our flesh decays every day, but inside of us grows.
虽然我们有苦难，但是这自沾自轻的苦楚。
Even though there is suffering, but this is only for temporary.
要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
What we accomplish is the eternal glory.
他讲到说，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念那所不见的。
So that we will no longer pay attention to the things that we can see.
因为所看见的是暂时的。
Because what we can see is temporal.
而不见的是永远的。
What we can't see is eternal.
感谢主给我们这样的恩典。
So thanks to the Lord for His grace.
第六个层次我们来交通的是牧羊神的群羊而受苦。
Sixth, to suffer as the shepherd of the sheep.
所以讲到牧羊，我们就看到主耶稣那时候在约翰福音最后一章21章所对彼得的托付。
As when we talk about shepherd, we remember John chapter 21, the last commands from Christ to Peter.
那是主耶稣复活了以后。
After Christ was resurrected,
主耶稣心中最挂念的就是他地上的羊群。
And the one thing that Christ worried about the most is
因为每一只羊都是他所生的。
Because all of his sheep are from him.
每一只羊都是他用主耶稣宝血所买赎回来的。
And all of these sheep are bought by his blood.
他讲到牧羊的羊人跟羊都是同样的重要。
He talked about the shepherd and the sheep are as important.
他说当危险来的时候，
So when the danger comes,
羊比牧羊人更重要。
Sheep are more important than the shepherd.
所以主耶稣说，好牧人为羊舍命。
So that's why Jesus said the great shepherd gave his life for his sheep.
所以彼得最懂得牧羊，主耶稣给他牧羊的托付。
So Peter understood being a shepherd, so God gave him that command.
彼得也知道牧羊的工作的艰难。
And Peter also understood the commission of shepherding.
所以他说，我这做长老的，做基督受苦的见证人。
That's why Peter says, as your fellow elders and witness of the suffering of Christ.
彼得知道他所要付出的代价。
Peter already knew the price he had to pay.
他身上要担负群羊的工作。
And how he how have to shepherd the sheep.
他就是耶稣基督受苦的见证人。
Because he is now a witness of the suffering of Christ.
所以他这边特别讲到，他说这里的长老不是教会当中所说的长老。而是生命老练的长老。
And here, when he talks about elders, these are not just the elders from the church, but these are the more experienced people in the world.
所有生命老练的都要做成这个牧羊的工作。
All the ones that are experienced, they need to be the shepherds.
所以我们看到保罗他做的牧羊的工作。
So we see how Paul is a shepherd.
他虽然没一生没有做过教会的长老。
Even though Paul was never an elder of any church,
但是他是牧羊羊群。
Yes, he is a shepherd.
而且是做那美好的榜样。
More importantly, he served as a great example.
所以在牧羊的羊群的里面，他想到第一要紧的事，也是最不容易的事，就是牧羊人不能凭着天然，就是凭着自己的意识来牧羊。
So most importantly, for a shepherd, they cannot shepherd the sheep.
而是要照着神的旨意来牧羊。
But they have to shepherd the sheep by God's will.
而且不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
And more importantly, they have to do it voluntarily.
因为每一只羊都有不同的情况。
Because each sheep, they have different circumstances.
每一个人都不同。
And each man is different.
所有的羊群都是主所爱的。
But yet, all the sheep are loved.
所以讲到说，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
So that's why they have to do it with willing.
要做羊群的榜样。
To be an example of the sheep.
那我们看到那时候谁是那忠心有见识的管家呢？
So who are these shepherds among us?
主耶稣要派他管理家里的人。
Christ will send these shepherds to his house.
要按时分粮。
So that they can tend the sheep.
最后我们讲到第七个层次，为仇敌而受苦。
Lastly, to suffer for resisting the enemy.
仇敌对神的儿女是永远不放手的。
The enemy will never give us up.
我们曾经读圣经上曾经讲到说，仇敌就好像吼叫的狮子，到处游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
In the Bible, the devil is described as a devouring lion, looking around for people for him to devour.
他不仅是威吓，而是要吞吃。
Not only he want to take a bite, he want to devour the whole you.
他是遍地游行。
And it is roaming around this world.
任何地方你都可以遇到他。
In all places you can meet this lion.
所以神的儿女必须要有敏锐的灵在我们的里面。
So that's why children of God, we have to have a sensitive spirit.
因为彼得讲这话的时候，刚好是那时候是罗马帝国的时候。
Because when Peter wrote this, it is in the Roman Empire.
也是当时教会大受逼迫的时候。
A time when the church is persecuted.
我们感谢主，圣徒的受苦能够与我们的元首的受苦连接在一起。
That the suffering of the saints has a relationship with the suffering of Christ.
最后我们都要进入荣耀。
Because lastly, together we'll be in glory.
本来要跟大家还分享就业几个人的受苦。
I wanted to talk to you more about some characters.
因为时间的关系，所以没有办法在这边跟大家交通。
Due to time, I can't.
特别我们是看到雅各的受苦。
Especially the suffering of David.
还有大卫的受苦。
The suffering of David.
这两位在旧约里面都是一个很代表的神的儿女。
These two, they're great examples of Christians in the Old Testament.
最后他们都进入荣耀。
And lastly, they both enjoy glory.
那早上我跟各位这样交通这个受苦的意义。
So this morning we talked about the meaning to suffer.
也让我们经历这样的圣徒经历受苦，能够进入荣耀。
So let all the saints suffer together so we can enjoy glory.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.